We continue our learning Le'ilanish, Mastavi ben Menachem Rosh and Chaim Yaakov ben Pinchas Leo. We're in Beitza, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Now, this Mishnah is going to deal with issues of Masa Umatan of commerce on Yom Tov, which is prohibited on Yom Tov as well as on Shabbos. And why is this prohibited? So Rashi quotes in two different places that you have two different reasons. Number one is that it's a gzera Masa Umatan to do business. To a business activity because it may lead to writing. So it's gzera d'rabbanan that it may lead to writing. And Rashi, another place, quotes the pasuk from Perek Nun Ches in Yishayo, where Yishayo says that Shabbos is a day v'chibato me'asos d'rechacha mimsochef tzucha v'dabar davar. We have to avoid mimsochef tzucha, our business activities. In fact, Musa was given in Nehemiah, in Perek Yud Gimel, I'll quote from Nehemiah, he says, Ba'imim o'heim, Ro'isiv Yehuda dorchim gitos ba'Shabbos. I saw in Yehuda, they were oppressing the wine on Shabbos. Umivin ha'aremos va'umsim alach ha'morim, and they're bringing sheaves and loading them on the donkeys. Vavyayin anovim uteinim v'chol masa uvin mishlam yom ha'Shabbos. They bring every burden to Yishalayim on Shabbos. Vo'id b'yom mechram tzayid. And I warned them on the day that they were selling everything. V'hatzorim yosfuva v'yin dog v'chol mecher. The people from Tzor. From the north, they were there also. They're bringing fish and all types of things to be sold. So I got angry. I got into a fight with the nobles of Yehuda. So how could you do this? This is what your forefathers did. And you know what happened? That's why Yishalayim was destroyed. So Nehemiah afterwards, he said he ordered that the gates of Yishalayim should be closed. There should be guards there not to allow anything to be brought into Yishalayim. And many of the comments here are not about malacha, but they're just about selling, maybe not carrying, but buying and selling as well. So this is probably based on the Pesukim Yishayo, Mimsochef Tzicha. So therefore, the Mishnah here says the following. Ein nim nin ala behema lechatchila biyom tov. You're not allowed to be counted lechatchila initially for the meat of an animal on yotov. Now, why is this true? In days where there's no refrigeration, a shochet would not want to shecht an animal unless you knew he could sell the whole animal. He can't put it away for put it in the freezer several days. So people usually join a large animal is very often for a lot of people. You don't need one person, even more than one family. So typically people join together to buy an animal as a group. So let's say, and Rav Tanur says, ain't nimnin, ain't poskim dumin. You can't have a fixed price. Liyoshnaim or shlosha b'nei adam omrim behemazu b'shlosha zuzim. These animals, remember, you could shecht on Yom Tov, so maybe we can join together and buy an animal on Yom Tov. We're not going to pay for it, let's say, but at least let's pledge, let's speak about the price. Not allowed. You're not allowed to say behemazu b'shlosha zuzim zuz l'kalecha, each person is going to pay a zuz. So that's not allowed l'chatchila b'Yom Tov. L'chatchila means, but I can do it erev Yom Tov. That's what follows in the Mishnah. Aval nimnim alehem erev Yom Tov. You're allowed to count together, but to join together on Erev Yom Tov, and you can fix the price Erev Yom Tov. V'shochatin u'mechalkin b'neihem. Then you can allocate the portions of meat to the different members of this group. That can be done on Yom Tov. We're not afraid that each person's going to measure to make sure I got a certain amount. So that we're not concerned with. And Baruch says, "Shochtin machalkin b'neihem lemechza l'shlish l'revia." Let's say you're dividing it by twos or in threes or in quarters. The ain mazkirin pisuk dam, and you're not allowed to mention anything about the money. But we're not afraid you're going to measure or assess, you know, financially what everybody is supposed to pay or everybody paid. We're not worried about that. So as long as you join the group Erev Yom Tov, you can then allocate the different portions on Yom Tov. That's what it means. V'shochatin u'mechalkin b'neihem. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, shokel adam basar keneged akli o keneged hakofitz. So Rabbi Yehuda says that you're allowed to weigh meat against a kli, against a utensil, or a kofitz, which is an axe or something that chops or something like that, which means that you're not allowed to use regular weights to weigh meat on Yom Tov. That's a weekday activity. That's Uvda D'chol, things we're trying to avoid, business activities, weekday activities on Yom Tov. But if you're using another object, you know how much that kli happens to weigh, you know what that kofetz happens to weigh, so then I can figure out how much the meat is by knowing the weight of the other object. The Chachamim omrim, though, ain mashkichin bekaf maznaim koliker. The Chachamim say, no, literally not to pay attention to kaf maznaim, to a scale at all. Any type of weighing, even in this indirect kind of way, even though it doesn't look like an uvda d'chol, because I'm not using a weight, I'm using a kli or a kofetz where I happen to know the measure, so that Chachamim don't allow that at all. In fact, the Gemara says on Daf Chavches, what do you mean koliker? Not at all. So the Gemara says, you can't even use the scale to protect the meat. Let's say you have the scale is hanging from a peg and you're afraid the mice are going to eat it. So I'm just want to put the meat on there for storage, just to leave on there. Not allowed. And we accept the opinion of the Chacham and the majority opinion, not to use weights at all on Yom Tov. And that's what the Baruch Huda makes this point. V'afilu l'shmur habasar min hachbarim, from the mice, Asur lasum oso bekaf maznaim, can't place it on the kaf maznaim on the weight at all. Perek Gimel Mishnah Zayin. Now this Mishnah here is going to discuss the issue of what's known as machshirei ochel nefesh. You have in the Gemara machlokes with Mishnah machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda the Chachamim whether or not I can do preliminary ochel nefesh activities if they could not have been done before Yom Tov. So Torah says ochel nefesh, that's allowed. Ochel nefesh is permitted, as we have many examples of that. There's a debate if it's real ochel nefesh, let's say real cooking, something I could have done before Yom Tov. So that's a discussion. In general, we assume that the types of ochel nefesh malachos that are allowed are by definition malachos that I could not have done erev Yom Tov for it to taste the same. Ochel nefesh is permitted. What about machshirei ochel nefesh? Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that machshirei ochel nefesh, preliminary ochel nefesh activities, let's say, for example, sharpening a knife or fixing an oven, so those are machshir ochel nefesh. Those would be permitted, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if I could not have done an erev Yom Tov. Let's say the knife now, I could not have sharpened it, it became dull on Yom Tov, or the oven broke on Yom Tov. Rabbi Yehuda would allow that. This is a debate in the postgame, just before we do the Mishnah, just to recognize that the Mechaber seems to follow the opinion of the Chachamim. The Rama seems to accept the opinion of the Rabbi Yehuda that we can deal with, if we have Machshir Ochel Nefesh, that it could not have been done, the oven broke on Yom Tov, maybe that's something that we're allowed to fix. So in fact, the Shavrat Zion here in Simon Tov, Kuf Tes, says like this. He has almost like a compromise opinion, and he says like this: Avol bemes nira leli is daiti deicha di ikasias kli gamur. I'm really making a kli, a full kli. So then, usher, then everyone would agree that that's going to be usher. The whole question is when I have something where I'm just fixing it a little bit, where it's not a tikkun kli gamur. So that, let's say, for example, on a knife that's not sharp. So now I'm not fixing it completely. I'm not making a kli gamur. I'm just making it a little bit better so it works a little bit better. Maybe that would be something that would be allowed if it's something I could not have done on Yom Tov, on Erev Yom Tov, because it happened on Yom Tov. So the Mishnah says, Perek Gimel Mishnah Zayin, Ein mashchizin es hasakin b'Yom Tov. So you're not allowed to sharpen a knife on Yom Tov. So the Gemara says that this obviously is not in accordance with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda would hold, if it's efshar lasoson me'erev Yom Tov, he would allow sharpening a knife that became dulled or chipped on Yom Tov. But the Tanakam here seems to say categorically you're not allowed to sharpen the knife on Yom Tov. Avomasiya al gabe chaverta. But you can do it in a way where you're sharpening one knife against the other. Here you're doing it with a, and if Baruch Hu says, Dimishanim derechol, I'm doing with a shinoi, than what I normally would do during the week. During the week, Baruch Hu says, what would be asur birei, what would I normally do? Birei chayim over mashchezes. I have a willstone, I have a special knife sharpener. So that would not be permitted on Yom Tov. But if you do it one on top of the other, that's okay. The Gemara itself on Daf Chavches has a machlokas whether what this really means. Am I really sharpening one knife on the other? According to one opinion, all I'm doing is really rubbing one knife against another to remove the shamnunis, the fat, the film that's on top of it. It's only where it looks like I'm sharpening, but I have to actually be doing something that doesn't look like I'm actually sharpening it, at least according to one opinion. Then the Mishnah says, Lo yomar adam letabach, person should not tell a butcher, shkol li bedinar basar. Here you're mentioning the worth of a dinar, meaning I'm giving, this is what I, now you're not paying him, but you say, can you weigh for me a dinar worth of basar? You want to say that on Yom Tov, it's an individual person. So that you're not allowed to do. The Mishnah is not dealing with weighing here. It's just the fact that it's not weighing. The issue is that I'm mentioning a price. That should not be okay. Now, if you're going to tell me, hold on, we said in Mishnah earlier that you can't use a scale. So why is this okay? It says here, Lo yamar demazal shkol li v'dina. You're not going to tell him, wait for me a dina baser. So I need this Mishnah. You told me already you're not allowed to use a scale at all. So the answer is that he's not using a scale. When you say shkoli bedina, or you have people, the butchers who know very well, they lift it up. The Gemara speaks about this. You lift it up, they kind of know. When they lift it up, they know how much this is going to weigh. So a dinar's worth of meat, he's not obviously using a scale. Even that you're not allowed to say, because you're mentioning a price. Aval shochet u'machalkin b'neim, but the butcher is able to slaughter an animal and give the meat, and they can people can divide the meat amongst themselves, and as we mentioned in Mishnah Vav, meaning give the animal to a group of people, and they're all going to use it and slaughter it, and then divide amongst themselves, and they're not allowed to mention the cost at all. So there is a question as to what this Mishnah is teaching me in this last line. I will shochet u'mechalkin b'neim. Right, I kind of know this already. So some explain to us, as Yontov asked this question, some explain that the Mishnah, in Mishnah Vav, was saying that a group of people, that speaks about a group of people, or one person, can come to a butcher and discuss a price with him. Here, what does he say? He comes to the butcher and asks him, he doesn't mention a price at all. He asks him to set aside a dinar's worth of meat. So money wasn't a price. Money was mentioned as a unit of measure. So maybe that would be okay. So the chiddush of the Mishnah is, so that even that is not permitted.